You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. So, a man walks by a table at a hotel, and he notices three men and dog playing cards. And the dog was playing well, simply great. "Wow, that's a smart dog," proclaimed the man. One of the players replied, "Not so smart. Every time he gets a good hand, he wags his tail." All right, but you can groan. Go ahead, groan away, I don't care. You know, joke telling is an art, and canine comedy is, paws down, very popular. Our special guest today is a stand-up comic and a stand-up guy when it comes to championing the cause of dogs, cats, and other pets in need. Please give paws and applause to Justin Silver, founder of Funny for Fido. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. How are you guys?
I'm good. I think I flunked as a joke teller, right? Probably.
I'm not going to grade you, but I really appreciate you. So.
All right. Well, we want everyone to put on your best smile. Let's rev up your giggle meter, because Justin is going to unleash his special brand of humor right after we pay for this show by taking a commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's fine.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. You know, life with dogs and cats can, well, and is, funny. It's hard not to laugh at their antics or our own. And I feel that humor is such a powerful kibble for thought. And here to dish out some doggy delights for a good cause is Justin Silver, founder of Funny for Fido. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Thank you so much.
So Funny for Fido, I love the name of your group. So
let's
clue in the listeners. What the heck is this group all about?
Well, here's what it is. I'm a stand-up comedian here in New York City, and I'm also really involved with animal rescue. I rescued two dogs about 5 years ago and two cats that all live with me in my apartment. And I thought one day the shelter that I adopted my dogs from was struggling financially, and I thought, you know, maybe I could put a little show together to raise some funds for them. And here we are 3 years later. It's an official charity, Funny for Fido. We're doing sold-out venues at world-famous Caroline's Comedy Club, and this is the kind of thing that's sort of following in the footsteps of what Comic Relief sort of did for homeless people, but with animals. So we have a tremendous staff that is all working for us pro bono, and comedians from across the country, some top headliners like Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock and David Tell, who's the host of The Gong Show, and Pete Corielli from Brewer Live, and Joy Behar from The View. You know, you tell these guys what you're doing, and they're just so excited to be a part of it. So we're really making something that's growing into something significant to really help animals and spread the word about animal rescue. You know, we're trying to give a voice to those that can't speak to themselves through the gift of laughter. That's really what we're trying to do.
Well, I think that's well said, and I know that once a year you have a special event to raise the money, and
right.
The nice thing about the show, Justin, is that it's like TiVo for the ears. You can tune in anytime, anywhere, and listen to the show. So your show, Funny for Fido, is going to be, I believe, on, June 3rd?
It's on, June 3rd at 8 p.m. at Caroline's Comedy Club in New York.
Okay, so somebody lives in Paducah, Kentucky, and just can't make it, or the show, they listen to the show later, there is a pretty cool thing that they can do if they want to reach out and help you, right?
Yes, they can.
Okay, so the nice thing is, even if they're not in person, you take donations year-round, correct?
Yes, that's it. Right, through our website, I see. We just put up this beautiful website. It's funnyforfido.org. We have T-shirts that we're going to be implementing pretty soon that we're going to sell. We take donations year-round. We have a very interactive email list where we post newsletters. We have a forum where people can discuss their issues with their dogs, and people can discuss about animal rescue. And we encourage to make it sort of like a hub where people can just really chime in and talk about their own feelings with animal rescue and the things that they're doing. So we really want to use it as a branching off point for animal rescue in a lot of different ways.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, humor is a pretty special art. Were you cracking up your family as a kid?
I was really always like the class clown. It was weird. I was always the class clown, and I was also like way into animals at the same time. I was the kid who like used to bring his hamster into Hebrew school, and then I got expelled because it was running around the floor when they were trying to teach me to speak Hebrew. So, you know, I was just always a class clown and a bit of a loudmouth and a wise ass, and, you know, it paid off for me later in life because now that's what I do for a living, so.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. Are you from New York, born and bred?
I'm born and raised in New York City.
And you had said on your bio, I noticed that you just really loved all pets, especially dogs, and you kept kind of being like a single white guy going to dog parks, hanging out at dog parks.
Well, you know what it was? Here's what it is. You know, a lot of people will get animals, and it's, you know, here in New York City, there's not a lot of space, and you have to be very creative about the way you exercise your animals. There's a good thing, I train dogs as well. I'm a dog trainer and a dog walker, and I've been doing that for years as I build my comedy career. Now my comedy career is taking off a little bit more, so I'm able to dedicate more time to just Funny for Fido and my own personal stand-up comedy. But, you know, so I was always very aware of that. To have a dog in the city, you're going to have to, you can't just open up a back door and let it run around the way you can in the suburbs. You have to be more active with it. It requires somebody who has an active lifestyle, or someone who can afford a dog walker, or someone who walks, works at home and has enough time to take their dog out for long leisurely walks and do things like that. So for me, before I got a dog, I was well aware that what was required and how much time that they need. So I was just going to dog parks, like playing with other people's dogs, just having like a lot of dog envy. I was that guy who like stopped at every dog on the street and is always late for every appointment. You know, I'm the kind of guy that whenever I see pigeons that have fallen out of a tree, I'll take them and I'll have them on my fire escape in cages, and then I'm getting on the internet learning how to teach baby pigeons how to fly. I've done it like 3 times this year. So
that's
what I was doing a few years ago, and then I decided I wanted to rescue a dog, and I've always been way into pit bulls because, you know, I know they get such a bad rap and they're really such wonderful dogs, and I got my little beautiful pit bull mix. She's a pit bull border collie. So
oh my God, brains and brawn. Wow.
She is really, really, that is exactly what she is. I mean, she's got motivation and things she wants to do and the muscle to get them accomplished. And she, she actually is my partner as we go and train dogs. You know, she's come such a long way. Paws All Around Rescue, which is this woman named Robin actually converted her own house into a shelter for animals in a low-income neighborhood in the Bronx. And I was so overwhelmed by the amount of work that the amount of good work that they did for animals that she's the one that I rescued my dog from. A bunch of punk teenagers had a wire hanger around Chiquita's neck and threw her over her fence. So she was so scared of people. And she was terrified of men, and she had never received any training. She was just abused. And the amount of work it took to rehabilitate her taught me so much. You know, she taught me so much about how to work with animals that she's really like my right hand in every dog I train. She's so well behaved. She shuts the light. She closes the door on command. She gets stuff out of the refrigerator. And then her brother Pacino, who's named after my favorite actor Al Pacino, also he came with so many health problems. You know, he had mange and he was set to be put down because his skin was so bad. And now, you know, we nursed him back to health. And now he's got the most beautiful brindle coat. He looks like he's made out of bronze, you know, in the right light. And they come with me to train like all the dogs. And I specialize it with aggressive cases. I get called by a lot of the independent shelters like Mighty Mutts to temperament test some of their dogs that exhibit aggressive problems. And I use Chiquita and Pacino in helping me assess these dogs and in helping them gain a calmer temperament. So they've come such a long way.
Wow. Well, let's talk a little bit about Chiquita and Pacino. That's kind of hard to say 10 times fast.
Chiquita and Pacino, Chiquita and Pacino. Oh, wait. And then Boogie and Sexy Face are the cats.
Boogie and Sexy Face?
Yeah.
Oh my God! I'm going to hire you to name my cats. I have a calico.
You know what? I love when animal. I'm sure people have animals named Brian and stuff, but like sort of I'm a Family Guy. But I love when animals have hysterical names. I love when animals are named after food, like fettuccine. I think that's hilarious. I have a friend who just got a wiener dog. He got a dachshund, and we named him Nino's Italian Sausages from Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. That's his full name.
That's a hot dog.
See, your jokes are going off well. I'm laughing.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'm embarrassed. I have a calico cat named Callie. That's really boring. I really do need your help sometimes. So when I ever adopt another pet, I have two dogs and two cats. My furry.
You know what? The thing about cats is they tend to not really know their names anyway, so you can rename her at any time.
Oh, she's 14. She does. She's like a dog, though. She knows she's who she is.
My guys are like that, too. They come, they sit, they do that whole thing.
And they get along great, right?
Yeah, they sleep together. You know, I live in a one-bedroom apartment. I'm lucky. You know, I work with dogs all day, so my guys are outside all the time. People say, how do you have all those animals in an apartment? I'm like, when they're home, they're sleeping. I mean, they're exhausted.
Yeah.
And then my ex-girlfriend, you know, when we broke up, we had this thing. We have like joint custody of the dogs, and she takes them every weekend. We have a car specifically just so she could pick them up on the weekends, and she has a house down by the Jersey Shore, and they go swimming all weekend. So they come back on Monday, and they can't walk for 2 days. They're so tired. So they really
have a full life. Chiquita and Pacino are definitely blessed dogs. I mean, your relationship busts, but they're still reaping all the bennies, aren't they?
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, they're not spoiled. Like, we have one of those, they have a work and reward relationship, which is they have to earn everything they get. I mean, they have to obey me, they have to listen, and they're definitely not spoiled, but, you know, when they behave properly, they get everything their heart desires, but they know they have to work for that, and that's the key to having a well-balanced and well-behaved dog, you know.
Now, is Pacino a pit as well?
Yeah, he's my 65 big male pit bull, and he is the sweetest thing. I can't walk down the street with him. He stops to greet every stranger, and I love it because it's like people see him, and they see this big, enormous dog coming at them, and then within 2 seconds, they're like, what kind of dog is this? I'm like, it's a pit bull. They're like, really? Because, you know, they have such a bad rap, and it's just like these two are just ambassadors for the breed. They go against the grain of every kind of stereotype that you would think about them.
And you think about it, years ago, they were nanny dogs, and I personally am like you. I dig pit bulls, and my dog Chipper's best gal pal is one that is a pit bull boxer mix named Stella.
Their
meaty cheeks. Yeah, when they smile, oh my God. They need to tell a joke, tell it to a pit, right?
Yeah. I always say Chiquita looks, she has a dolphin mouth. When she looks at me, she's got like that big smile, that big grin on her face. It cracks me up. They crack me up, the animals. They really do.
Some dogs don't really have much of a smile, but I think the pits really do have that, you know, joker like smile.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, I don't know, poodles, do they really smile that much? Let's see, what would be another dog?
All dogs have that smile. You know, like also the all the bully breeds really do because they have those thick jaws, those wide kind of jaws. But so do labs. Golden retrievers have great smiles, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
You know who's got great smiles if their hair's short? Shih tzus. That's what I grew up with, were shih tzus.
Really? I'll have to go shave a Shih Tzu and find out. Okay.
Yeah, go shave a Shih Tzu and find out. Wait. That sounds like a curse word to someone.
That's what I know.
Like, go shave a Shih Tzu.
Well, hey, you can add that to your show, you know.
I'll try.
We are
try
speaking with Justin Silver. He is the founder of Funny for Fido. Just dash over after the show to funnyforfido.org, and you're going to learn a little bit more about him and his cause. He's in New York City. He's reaching out to help dogs and cats and others that really are in need of some help and rescuing, and he does it in a very funny way. And we're going to talk to him a little bit more right after this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step-by-step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
Teacherspetsessions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to O'Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O'Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're speaking with Justin Silver. He is the founder of Funny for Fido. And you've got to go check out his site, funnyforfido.org. Each June, he gets a bunch of top dogs in the comedy world to come and help him out and raise some money to benefit different causes. And you were talking a little bit. I got to tell you, Judah from 30 Rock, he's one of my favorites. And Dave Attell. Now, I loved him in Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of these. Go ahead. dish on some of these celebs that are going to come to your event this year?
Well, we have Joy Behar from The View, which we just found out she wants to do something, which is great because she just wrote like a children's book about dogs, and she donated a bunch of those. So she's going to come by and do some 10 minutes of material, which I'm really excited about. She's
Yay.
A riot. Yeah, she's great. Dave Attell is probably my favorite comedian. He's just a real comics comic. I learned comedy by just watching guys like him and Judah, down at the Comedy Cellar in New York. So to have them, and they're so eager to be a part of it, which is great, because these are guys who are like kind of like my comedy idols, and to be able to work with them in this capacity just really makes me feel good. And you know what's also great is this, is because our audience is split. Half of the people are real comedy fans, and half of the people are just dog lovers who love what we're doing. And it's so amazing for me to be able to say, hey, let me introduce you to a bunch of comics that you may not know if you're not in the comedy world, and just watch them. They're just blown away by how funny the show is. And then the other comics we have is Mike DiStefano, who is one of the funniest guys in New York City. He's got a really aggressive kind of New York Italian style of comedy, and he's got such a big heart. Like, he's big into animals also. He's got this big kind of tough gruff dude with tattoos, and he's got a little miniature dachshund named Lenny, named after Lenny Bruce.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and that's then the other one is Pete Corielli, who's another one of my favorites. I mean, he's on Brewer Live Radio, and he's got an hour special that's coming out on Comedy Central, which I can't wait to see. It's coming out on the 30th. So,
when you say somebody like a Dave Attell, you said he's like a comics comic. What do you mean by that?
He's a lot headier. His jokes are a lot more intelligent. They're just sharp as a whip. There's a laugh every 6 seconds coming out of him. And he's the kind of guy that when he's on stage, the other comedians in the club run downstairs to watch him from the back of the room.
So he's kind of like the Adam Lambert of the comedy world, right?
I am a big American Idol fan, so yes. Yes,
I couldn't believe he didn't win, but you know
he'd be more of the legends that were instructing them on the week per week. I couldn't believe he didn't win either. But you know what? I always think it's better when they don't win, because then they get to do what they want with their career a little bit more. I think.
Yeah, they're like the Heisman winners. They always get kind of jinxed, you know, and get second, and the Heisman end up having better pro careers.
What a great show they had last night, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I had to have that diversion. My brain goes in many, many directions.
Yeah, but, maybe I'm the same way.
That's probably why you're in comedy. So, you know, you're not a waiter. You're a dog trainer, a dog walker, and you're building up your comedy thing, because a lot of times people end up being waiters or something while they're...
Yeah, I think everyone in the arts in New York has waited tables at some point. It's, you know, it's something that just kind of... Not that there's anything wrong with that. It just didn't fit my personality, and I really just wanted to work with the animals. And once I gained some competence in the ability to do it, because I was around dogs all day, that it just became something I think that's something I'm just always going to do. You know, like right now, like financially, it's not something that I even need to do, and I just continue to do it. I continue to give free advice out, and you know, I'll work, if people have rescued animals, the shelters will let them know that I'll work with them for the cab fare, basically. Like I really don't, I'll just do it for the love of the animals. I really, really love being around them. And you know, I learned that from walking dogs, because when you're in packs of dogs, like, you know, I'd have like five or six dogs, and then there's all the other dogs at the park, and in New York they're in very close quarters. You learn how to think the way they think, and it's very easy to train them, because you just watch them interact with each other, and you watch how they train each other, and you learn to speak their language, which is great. You know?
So let's do a little dog talk here. Can you share with us a kind of a recent dog walk experience that maybe puzzled you or amused you?
You know what? I don't know. A dog walk experience? I could share thing. I could share a weird thing that happened with my animals the other day.
Sure, go for it.
Listen to this. I'm taking a shower, right? I walk out of the bathroom. I'm in my apartment. You know, I have two cats, two dogs.
Right.
I'm in the apartment. I can't find any of them. I walk into my bedroom. All four of them are sitting and staring at my closet door.
Uh-oh.
I mean, do you have any idea how creepy that is? It's like horror movie stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I watch horror
yeah.
movies. I watch horror movies. Anytime like an animal has a premonition about something, it's never good. So I'm like terrified. You know, like I'm not going to open the closet door and be like, oh, look, a lifetime supply of beef jerky. It's going to be like a long hallway with two twin girls on the end of it. Like, hello, Justin, come and play with us. You know, I'm thinking it's going to be like something from The Shining. So I just like ran out of the house. I left them there.
And you never
knew it was found
in the
closet? They can deal with it. What?
Oh, my God.
I'm joking. But that was just bizarre. Actually, I wrote a whole bit around it, but I have no idea what's in that closet. Probably a moth.
Hopefully you ran out of your apartment with some clothes on.
I did. I had a towel.
Or
I'm in good shape, so hopefully someone got a good view.
So for the event coming up this June, is there a little bit you can share with us just to give us, to tempt our appetite? So people,
I just gave you a little one.
Oh, come on. Let's have another one.
My bits, you know what? Honestly, my bits aren't so much. I don't do as much dog related humor. I really don't. I don't have. Okay. My stuff is more personal and stuff like that. But some of the other comics do. But my stuff is a lot more personal. Sometimes a little dog, but it's not really. I don't really have much dog related humor, to be honest with you.
Well, do you have biting humor? And I'm not trying to be punny here, but how would you describe your style?
You know what? I hate talking about myself in that capacity because there's just a part of me that feels like a little vain with that. But what I can tell you, the stuff that's been written.
Be schizophrenic or something right now.
I'm saying the stuff that's been written when they do my bio, they said, you know, it's a mix between like kind of dark New York sarcasm and self-effacing vulnerability. That's what I do. I kind of look at comedy like this. Like, I'm not afraid to take like everything in the world and throw it into a boiling kettle and, you know, put it on a stove, but then I jump in with it as well. You know what I mean? So it's like I'll slander everything, but I slander myself first. So I kind of give myself sort of the right to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. In a way, I kind of like that style of humor, too, because just when people get offended or something, you've already dropped yourself in, too, so they back off.
Yeah. Sometimes my humor is a little dark, but I think that's the funniest stuff when, you know, the whole reason of being a comedian is, you know, we take our pain and the stuff that's a little bit uncomfortable, and we try to make people feel better about their pain with it, you know?
Yeah, even though you're more general in scope, I mean, there's some crazy things our pets do. I mean, you've got like a spot right there in your one bedroom with two dogs and two cats. Do you ever just get just amused by what they're doing?
They're a riot. They're a riot. Chiquita, this is her new thing now. She's got the border collie in her, right? So she's like herding all the other animals. This is another thing. Like, she grabs, she makes Pacino stand in the corner, and then she pushes Chiquita and she pushes Boogie and Sexy in the corner, and then she's accomplished what she wants. And then she just looks at me like, oh, look at the good job I did. I'm like, well, thanks. Now everybody's standing in a corner and looking at me like they're miserable. Let me tell you, when a moth flies in my house, it's hilarious. Because the cats are going nuts, then the dogs are going nuts to the cat. I just let them, I'm like, how long is this moth going to live in this house? It's hilarious.
Oh my God.
It's really fun. They crack me up. They're right.
Can't you imagine that moth going, holy crap, wrong house.
Wrong house.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. I don't even lock my doors because it's like, you know, I have the two big dogs in there and people are like, wouldn't they get bit if someone walked in? I was like, honestly, someone could be holding me at gunpoint and my dogs would just be wagging their tails, like licking their hands. They would do nothing.
Do they bark when somebody rings the bell? Do they bark?
Yeah, they do. They got big mouths. They do. Yeah, their bark is huge.
That's enough to convince somebody, you know?
Yeah, I definitely think so. The cats are great because, you know, the cats, they're so used to dogs, but they're not really that into cats. So a friend of mine brought his cat over because he wants to get another cat.
Yeah.
So he brought the cat over and he was I was like, you know, why don't you temperament test them with my guys? We'll see. Like, you know, and cats are a little slower to get used to other animals. I bring dogs in the house all the time, and here's how well adjusted these cats are to dogs because they're with big pit bulls all day.
Yeah.
When a dog kind of runs up against them, you know, some cats have that instinct to swat and hiss and smack the dog. They're so used to it at this point, they just, without even their claws extended, just push the dog's face away, like slowly.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like that. I mean, they were so adjusted. So we brought the cat over the other day, and they were furious. They were just spitting at them. I was like, all right. So they're, you know,
there you go.
It's kind of weird.
They, you know, Boogie and Sexy are like, all right, two felines is fine. Three, no way.
Yeah, so they don't like that. They like being the only cats, but they love dogs. I mean, they love other dogs.
And they really think, you know, the fact that they don't run away either, the dogs realize that, and they now see that Boogie and Sexy are really gods.
Big cats, too. They're like 20
are
pounds.
They? Oh, my God. Boy, I hate to clean your litter box. My God.
Well, it's outside. It's on the fire escape. I just bought one of those. I was online because it gets like hot in the apartment. And it's like, I'm also a neat freak. So it's like, I was going to build something in the window. And then I went online. It's like, there's 1,000 different cat window doors to choose from. I was like, oh, this
isn't that amazing?
So, yeah, it's great. I thought I was going to have to build something. And I was like, I don't want to do that.
So they get their own bathroom outside, right? And that's
nice. They have the litter boxes out there. And what's great is, like, they go all the way up to the top floor. They'll hang out on the roof of the building, and they'll come back. And people are like, aren't you worried they're going to go anywhere? I'm like, they're not going to go anywhere.
No.
They've been doing this. They're 7 years old. They've been doing this for 7 years. They're fine.
They probably know how far up they are. They don't want to be putting on a little cape and doing super cat demos, right?
Cats are unbelievable. They really are. They're unbelievable. They're just like God made them perfectly. I mean, they're just the acrobatics. And do you know that, you know, I was watching, I'm way into the Discovery Channel. I was watching this thing the other day where they were saying the house cat is a number one predator on the planet.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
I mean, I think by just like the amount of stuff it kills. I mean, between bugs and like, he caught a bird the other day and he brought it in the house and he didn't kill the bird. The bird was just kind of in shock or he was laying there and, you know, you're supposed, they're giving you a gift, I guess.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, good boy. And then I'm like, great, now I got this bird that I got to like make sure is okay. So then, you know.
Well, here's what I heard about that, that, you know, people think they're giving us gifts, but here's the other thing. That's the other element. I didn't know if you might realize this or not, but when a cat brings you something that's not dead and they bring it to you, they're also telling you, hey, you suck as a hunter. Here is a half-dead bird. Now, will you
work on this?
I'm going to teach you how to catch food on the fly.
And are so they really?
Yeah, so sometimes they're actually kind of like teaching us because they think we're just dummies with thumbs and we can't make a good...
So that's their opinion of me?
Oh, they're kind
of... She's getting a little less fancy feast tomorrow.
No, they're actually trying to be your tutor.
Right, they're trying to help me.
Yeah,
I get it.
So.
I pay their vet insurance.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad you got that.
I don't like their attitude.
Hey, I can't help it. We're speaking with Justin Silver. This is his third year running, having an annual fundraiser to benefit pets. It's called funnyforfido.org. And fill us in the details again and how people can help out.
The best thing they can do is go on the website, funnyforfido.org. If the show is sold out, please just contact us, because what we want to do in the next few years is get this to a place where we're doing huge theaters and then get this televised so that it reaches a national level and we can start writing grants to animal rescues across the nation. We really want Funny for Fido to be able to extend its hand to all the people who really care for these animals and do this work out of the kindness of their heart. And I realize the network of people who do that is huge, and it's all across the country, from the people who helped out with Katrina, with the animals over there, to, you know, all over the place. So we really want people to just log on and be a part of the community. Even if they can't come to this show, you know, the shows are getting bigger and bigger each year with larger capacity. We're going to televise it pretty shortly. So, you know, please contact us through the website. And if they want, they can also make a donation, which would be great.
Yeah, you can't forget that. Yeah.
Yes, they can also make, I would love for people to make donations, because every cent goes directly to the animals. There's this one of the organizations, for example, Mighty Mutts in the city, they take dogs from the most horrendous situations. They take dogs that are starving. They rescue dogs from pit bull fights. And the people will care for them out of the money, their own pockets, in their own homes. None of the dogs live in cages. They're all in foster situations. And, you know, your money goes directly to paying for food, for shelter, for transportation, for animal trainers. Sometimes we'll ship dogs from New York as far as California to make sure that they have a good home. So, you know, the money is so valuable to us, really.
Well, I appreciate that. And I do applaud you, Justin Silver, for what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
You know,
thank you so much.
When it comes to helping animals in need, you know, you do have the last laugh. And I'm not trying to be punny, but it's a good laugh, because people like to give when they're in a good mood, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I really, you know what, that's the spirit of the show, that we use the gift of laughter to give voice to those that can't speak for themselves. We really, we're trying to just create a positive energy and move forward from that positive energy. We want people to come, we want to educate them on, like, you know, some of the things that go on. We have a presentation where we show them some of the harsher sides of this, but at the end of it, mostly they're sitting there, there's huge smiles on their face, and it's the spirit of generosity that made me start to do this, and we hope to extend that to everybody, yeah.
All right, well, I'm giving a big hug to Pacino and Chiquito and Sexy and Boogie, right?
You got it, man. Great
memory.
All right,
from my furry fab for Chipper, Kelly, Cleo, and Murphy. Ugh, I can say that really fast. Two dogs and two cats. See, we're on each opposite sides of the coast, and look what we're doing.
Yep.
So I want to also take this time to thank my very cool producer, Mark Winter. He makes this show happen each and every week.
Thank
and
you, Mark.
Mark is awesome. He just got a new puppy named Nikki.
What kind of puppy?
It's a Havanese.
Oh, they're beautiful. You know, I grew up with Shih Tzus, which are right in the same family.
Well, and I understand that Nikki is already showing his brain power. And Mark also has a very cool cat named Dennis that he rescued. So he's got one of each. And he's sharing with me all these stories about each of them. He's just acting like the Wizard of Oz right now. He's not going to chime in on the show, but he's
man
here,
behind
really.
The curtaining it.
Yeah, he's kind of behind the curtain, but he's great. So Tune in to the Old Behave Show on Pet Life Radio each and every week. We've got a whole group of great shows that you've got to listen to on the network. And, oh, he's just messaging me to pay no attention to the man behind the Skype mobile. Really good. And I also want you to know, if you have an idea for a show, you could just reach me very easily. Just go to arden@ardenmore.com. And I just created a new fun e-newsletter, and you can subscribe for free. Just go to ardenmore.com, and you'll click on it. We did a presidential pup poll, Justin, about how Bo will fare in his first 100 days as the presidential pup. So we'll see what happens if he's chewing Obama's shoes or, you know, fighting the press photographers. Who knows what this little boy will do? But we'll find out. But I do appreciate you being a guest on our show.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Go to funnyforfido.org. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand. This is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.